ಜನವಲ್ಲಭಗಿರಿಪರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದ ನಂದನ ಗಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಯಶೋದ ನಂದನ ಗಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಯಾ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದ ನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಯಶೋದ ನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಹರಿನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪ ಮಹೋತ್ಸವ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಭದ್ರ ಪೂರ್ಣಿಮಾ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಸೆರೆಮನಿ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ನಿಧಾಯ ಗೌರ್ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೇ ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಬೋ All glories to symbol the vote is Hare Krishna. All glories to symbol the vote is Hare Krishna. All glories to symbol the vote is Hare Krishna. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Gaur Hari Bol. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 3 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 13 ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರೋಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ರೀಡ್ ದ ಪ್ರೋಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲ್ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಕಿಂಚಯಂ ರಾಜಋಷೀರ್ ಅಪತ್ಯಕಾಮ ಪ್ರಜಾಂ ಭವದೃಶಿಂ ಅಶಾಶಾನ ಈಶ್ವರಂ ಅಶಿಷಾಂ ಸ್ವರ್ಗಪವರ್ಗಯೋರ್ ಅಪಿ ಭವಂತಂ ಉಪಧಾವಂತಿ ಪ್ರಜಾಯಾಂ ಅರ್ಥಪ್ರತ್ಯಯೋ ಧನಧಂ ಇವಧನ ವಲಿಕರ್ಣನಂ Translation and purport. Dear Lord, here is a great king Nabhi, whose ultimate goal in life is to have a son like you, your lordship. His position like that of a person approaching a very rich man and begging for a little grain. Maharaj Nabhi is so desirous of having a son that he is worshipping you for a son, although you can offer him any exalted position, including elevation to the heavenly planets or liberation back to Godhead. Purport. The priests were a little ashamed that King Nabhi was performing a great sacrifice just to ask the Lord's benediction for a son. The Lord could offer him promotion to the heavenly planets or to the Vaikuntha planets. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us how to approach the Supreme Lord and ask him for the ultimate benediction. He said, Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadisha kamai. He did not want to ask the Supreme Lord for anything material. Material opulence means riches, a nice family, a good wife, and many followers. But an intelligent devotee doesn't ask the Supreme Lord for anything material. His only prayer is, Mama Janmani, Janmanishvare, Bhavatar Bhaktir, Ahi Tuki Tvai. He wants to be engaged perpetually in the loving service of Lord. He does not want promotion to the heavenly planets or mukti, liberation from material bondage. In this verse, if this were the case, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not have said, Mama Janmani, Janmani. It doesn't matter to a devotee whether or not he takes birth life after life, as long as he remains a devotee. Actually, eternal liberty means returning home back to Godhead. A devotee is never concerned about anything material. Although Nabi Maharaj wanted a son like Vishnu, wanting a son like God is also a form of sense gratification. A pure devotee wants only to engage in the Lord's loving service.
ज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं. वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपां सागरजातां సహగన రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపదాన్ సహగన లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ. నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణపరిష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్తదేశతారిణే. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరతుషే నమ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగే రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. నీలాచల నివాసాయ నిత్యాయ పరమాత్మనే బలభద్ర సుభద్రాభ్యాం జగన్నాథాయ తే నమ. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యస్య కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమ. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. ఐ హోప్ ఐ యామ్ ఆడిబుల్ టు ఎవ్రీబడి. I am feeling very honored and blessed that on this auspicious occasion of Vishwarupa Mahotsav, on auspicious occasion of Bhadra Purnima, I am being opportunity to glorify Supreme Lord and His wonderful devotees. I am hearing the message that Prabhu voice not clear. So how do I do? Now it is clear, Prabhu? Hare Krishna. Am I audible, Prabhu? I am getting from Zoom message that it's not okay. Now it's good. Okay, thank you very much. Perfect. Okay, great. So we always need feedback. Otherwise, and without mercy of devotees, so we have to be in association too. We can get feedback so we know whether what we are doing, the service we are doing, is it proper, not proper. As soon as we get feedback, we can rectify. Imagine there is no voice and I keep on speaking and in the end I see the feedback. It may not be very valuable. So we have to be attentive and take feedback on the way. So devotees are saying, louder please. Okay. I will try my best to speak louder. Actually here there are not many. One devotee is there, so to speak louder, he may feel little scared. Why Prabhuji is speaking so loudly? But maybe because devotees are asking, speak loudly, I will try. And I hope this Prabhu doesn't misunderstand me. So I seek blessings of all Vaishnavas, those who are assembled here, those here hearing in Zoom or hearing in YouTube or whichever FM or any other forum or any other media beyond my understanding, different inconceivable ways devotees are hearing. So I seek blessings of all of them so that I can speak something for my own purification. So today is very auspicious day. Today is Vishwarupa Mahotsav. V.C. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and after sannyas, he wanted to go to Vrindavan. Anyway, that plan was kind of foiled by loving interference of Nityananda Prabhu. And instead of going to Vrindavan, he came back to Shantipur. So just see, even Supreme Lord cannot do what he wants to do all the time. Because he is bound by love of devotees. So he came to Shantipur and there was a grand festival in Shantipur where Mother Suchi cooked to her heart's content and there was great chanting and dancing. And later on request of Mother Suchi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proceeded to Jagannath Puri and he made his residence there. But after some time immediately, he told devotees that he has to go to South India. And devotees were wondering why. And he said, I want to search for my elder brother, Vishwarup. Vishwarup had taken sannyas when Father Jagannath Mishra and Suchi Mata were planning for his marriage. Vishwarup thought, I should not get entangled in family life. So as soon as he heard the news, one fine day he just left home without informing anyone. And then nobody was knowing where he left. Suchi Mata thought maybe because of influence of Advaita Acharya, he took sannyas. And so Vishwarup was out of touch. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I'll go and find out my brother. Nowadays we see there is social media, there is now Facebook and there are internet, so many things are there. People may be any part of the world, one can be connected. But in those days, there were not such options available. So when Vishwarup left Navadvip to South India, or where, nobody was aware. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that excuse to go to South India. So he said, I want to go and search for my brother. Actually, his plan was to deliver entire South India by distributing mercy especially by distributing the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. However, he told everybody, I want to go and search Vishwarupa. And yes, he did that also. So when he came to Maharashtra, especially in Solapur district, especially at Pandharpur, he came to know about Vishwarupa. He had taken sannyas and he had accepted the sannyas name, Shankararanya. And then he had left the world, he had taken samadhi in Pandharpur. Later on, our Acharya explained, actually Shankararanya or Vishwarupa later on remained within the body of Nityanand Prabhu. And in that way, also Nityanand Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are brothers. They are actually eternal brothers. Vishwarupa is expansion of Sankarshan. So he is part of quadruple expansion of the Lord. So Mahaprabhu, when he came to know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his brother took sannyas and later on he took samadhi, then he observed some ceremony in Pandharpur. He shaved his head, though it was Chaturmas. Normally, earlier Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not shave during Chaturmas, but he shaved and remembered his brother Vishwarupa, Shankararanya. On this special day also, Srila Prabhupada took sannyas. We see that Prabhupada took very seriously two instructions given by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur in his life. First, in his first meeting in 1922 at Ultradanga Junction Road, Calcutta, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur told him, you are a young man, educated man, why don't you take this mission of Lord Chaitanya and spread it in English language all over the world? So that was the instruction. He took it very seriously. And then second instruction was, during one time parikrama, when he was doing Govardhan parikrama, Rajamandal parikrama, Govardhan parikrama, Radhakundaka parikrama, at Radhakund, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur told him, if you ever get money, print books and distribute them. And we saw Prabhupada always struggled to fulfill these two instructions. Even as a grihastha, his mind and heart was focused on serving Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's instruction. So he struggled very hard. Later on we see he established League of Devotees. He started printing Back to Godhead magazine. He printed small books like Easy Journey to Other Planets. He struggled very hard. But anyway, there were so many challenges. So it didn't bore proper results as he expected. And finally, Prabhupada embarked on a great mission of translating entire Srimad Bhagavatam into 60 volumes. And when he was able to publish first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in 3 volumes, he became very confident. And then he started making arrangements for his going to America. So we see before that he was struggling, and many times Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur came in dream of Srila Prabhupada, and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur told Abhay Charan Aravind Das that time that you should take sannyas. And the thought of sannyas sometimes was scaring to Prabhupada, because Prabhupada had been a very exemplary grihastha. He was very responsible, he was concerned about his family, and then just thought of leaving family completely and taking sannyas was little fearsome. Anyway, later on he took Vanaprastha. Gradually then he started residing in Vrindavan. And then one of his godbrothers, Keshav Bharati Maharaj, he one time came and said, Arey, Abhay Charan Aravind Prabhu, Bhaktivedanta Prabhu, he was called Bhaktivedanta, that nobody can preach unless you take sannyas. So if you want to be a preacher, you should accept sannyas. Immediately thought, oh, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is not speaking through my godbrother. And then reluctantly, Srila Prabhupada accepted sannyas. And for Srila Prabhupada, sannyas means to increase preaching. He was not like ordinary sannyasi trying to just give up any responsibility and sit at one place and live by begging. But no, for him, sannyas was only for preaching purpose. And his main way of preaching was to write books, print them and distribute them. So, we see Prabhupada, after taking sannyas, very much focused on this print, writing of Srimad Bhagavatam, and then struggle so hard to print Bhagavatam. It was one man army. At least it took him 4 years of focus, great endeavors, great struggles to print one volume, one canto in 3 volumes. And he had to print 12 quantos, 12 was of 48 years of project. But later on we see miraculously, because of his hard work, in next 12 years, practically he completed most of the cantos, and he was able to give the greatest gift to all humanity for all time to come. So today is also Bhadra Purnima, so in the end we'll speak about that. So let us go to the verse today. So here we are seeing today in Srimad Bhagavatam 5th canto 3rd chapter, appearance of Rishabhadev. Today's verse is a beautiful verse. These are the priests in the yagya of Nabi and Nabi, King Nabi. They are saying, "Dear Lord, here is the king Nabi, whose ultimate goal is in life is to have a son like you. Your Lordship, his position is like that of a person approaching a very rich man and begging for a little grain. Maharaj Nabi is so desirous of having a son that is worshipping you for a son, although you can offer him any exalted position, including elevation to the heavenly planets or liberation back to Godhead." So Prabhupada says in purport that this priests were feeling ashamed that they are doing this yagya on behalf of Nabi to please Lord. And they are saying, "Oh Lord, you can give anything. You can give one elevation to heavenly planets. What to speak of elevation to heavenly planets? You can also give liberation, freedom from cycle of birth and death. What to speak of just liberation? You can also give everyone eternal residence in Vaikuntha, the spiritual world." But Nabi is not asking to go to higher planets or liberation, or not asking for going back to God. He is asking for a son, and son as great as you. And Prabhupada writes, even to have us, just to desire a son is a material desire, and even desire to have a son like God is also a material desire. And Prabhupada writes, great devotees actually don't pray for anything. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught, great devotees pray, "Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadish kamay, mama janmani janmanishvare, bhavatar bhaktir hai tukitvai." So they don't pray for dhanam, wealth, janam, followers, sundarim, association of opposite sex, kavitam, scholarship. So now we see whole world is running behind these things. But devotee doesn't run behind this. But what does he pray? "Mama janmani janmanishvare, bhavatar bhaktir ahitukitvai." Please give me opportunity to serve you, perform loving devotional service to you, my dear Lord. How long? Janmani janmanishvare. So life after life. So just say, here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, janmani janmanishvare. That means, devotee is not praying even for liberation. So this is the exalted position of devotional service, and this is the exalted position of a devotee. That devotee doesn't care even for birth and death. Even freedom from cycle of birth and death. He is not interested in liberation. He is only interested in seva, loving devotional service to Krishna. So we see that this is a very amazing aspect of Krishna consciousness, especially as presented by our acharyas and especially as presented by Srila Prabhupada. We see, before coming to Krishna consciousness, for people. Material life is all in all. And spirituality is, or religion is, some small aspect of their life. But when we hear from great acharyas like Srila Prabhupada, we see they are telling that Krishna comes the whole life. And our material responsibility is a small aspect of our Krishna conscious life. So it's completely different. So, especially for those people for whom material life is all in all, many things may appear confusing. But for devotees, they can understand what is being said here. For materialistic person, oh, having son as great as God is very great thing. But unfortunately, we see here, acharyas are not very much appreciating that. They're saying, oh, we should not be praying for all these things. We should be praying for service to Krishna. And it is said, one should pray to service to Krishna and not even pray for liberation. Now, those who are spiritualist, most of the spiritualists around the world, they will say, we should be free from cycle of birth and death. But here we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, you will not be worried about cycle of birth and death. So devotees are not worried about birth and death also. So now one may say even materialist people are not worried about birth and death in one sense. But actually, we see materialist people are also busy earning money and trying to enjoy life. When you talk about death, they are not interested in it. They say, forget death, you know. But they are not worrying about birth and death, and devotees not worrying about birth and death is completely different. So materialist people are ignorant. They think I am this body, and everything in relationship with body is mine. They think there is no God. And they think the goal of life is to just enjoy. So they are just busy eating, mating, sleeping, defending. And they have philosophy, beg, borrow, steal, but enjoy. And therefore, because that is their philosophy, they think, okay, after death, who has seen what will happen? So just enjoy now. So don't worry about that. And they think that we are going to live forever. And they think after death, everything is finished. So just enjoy now. So that is their understanding. So they are also not worried. Jab tak life hai, enjoy karo. But actually, the reality is that they may not be worried of birth and death, but then they are entangled in cycle of birth and death. And they have to suffer. They may want to enjoy, but reality is that they are thrown in that ocean of unlimited miseries. Dukha, dukkhalayam ashashvatam, this material world. And it's very, very miserable experience. So they may want to enjoy, but they suffer. They may not care for birth and death, but then they have to repeatedly go in cycle of birth and death. So it's a very miserable thing. So when one comes to knowledge, then he understands, oh, I am not this body, I am spirit soul. There is God. I am eternal servant of God. And I should serve God. And this material world is a miserable place. And this cycle of birth and death, janma mrityu jara vyadi, dukkha doshana darshanam, this is real misery. I should be freed from it. So you may think how to get free from cycle of birth and death. So then you understand, I should not enjoy just life. I should do tapasya. I should control my mind and senses so that finally I can be liberated. So we see those who get some understanding of spirituality, understanding of knowledge, true knowledge, then they want to get liberated from cycle of birth and death. And go back home, back to God if possible. So that is actually person in knowledge. But we see, as far as here what is said, the devotees who have confidential knowledge, topmost knowledge, especially pure devotees, there is so much established in relationship with Lord. For them, Lord is a reality. And they do not mind material world or spiritual world. They do not mind birth, old, and death. This is. They do not mind suffering out of their love for Krishna, out of their love for God. And they are always thinking how to serve Krishna, how to please Krishna. So, when one is properly established in relationship with Lord, for him actually material world doesn't exist. For him, even material world transformed into spiritual world. So, he doesn't care whether he is material world or spiritual world. He is least bothered of his own things. He has no any personal consideration. We see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Gaviraj Goswami says, great devotees, pure devotees, especially Vrajavasis, they are not worried about their own self. Any devotee who has strongly established relationship with Krishna, his only concern is how to serve Krishna and please Krishna. Like Daruka, he is fanning Krishna, and he gets ecstasy. The eight symptoms of ecstasy and great experience of happiness. He condemns that. He is not interested in that happiness. He is not interested in ecstasy. He feels this is an obstacle in my service to Krishna. So for him, he is not interested in happiness and ecstasy. He is interested in seva. And he prays, let this ecstasy go away. Let this, you know, all this thing go away. I just want to focus my service on my service to Krishna. Similarly, we see gopis when they see Krishna, the tears start coming in eyes. So they that obstruct their vision of Krishna. So they condemn even Brahma. What is this eyes, you know, we are not able to see Krishna. And what is this eye has, you know, blinking, they blink, eyelids are there. So they cannot be separated from Krishna. They want to always serve Krishna, please Krishna. So this is actually being situated in eternal transcendent position. So, we see so many people looking for liberation, but when they come to Krishna, they are amazed that Krishna consciousness is actually beyond liberation. Janivas Prabhu was sharing yesterday, I was hearing. He left his home and came to India in search of God. And he was traveling all over India in different holy places, meeting so many sadhus in search of knowing God. And finally, after all travel all over India, then he went to South India. And then from South India, finally he came to Bhubaneswar. And then Bhubaneswar, he got a leaflet about a festival in Jagannath Puri, Rath Yatra festival. So he went to Rath Yatra festival to attend. And in Rath Yatra festival, this was in 1970, he saw foreign devotees chanting and dancing and distributing Prabhupada's Back to Godhead magazine and some books. And he was very happy to see them. And because he had traveled all over India, he had studied so many things, and he had got understanding of what is Hinduism. And he understood that Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, they are the topmost. And this, he saw that devotees are chanting Krishna's names. So he went to the devotees and challenged them. He said, "Are Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh are the supreme. Why are you chanting Krishna's name?" So that devotee was a new devotee. He told, "We are chanting Krishna's name because Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead." And as soon as Janivas Prabhu heard this, his supreme person, personality, he was stunned, he was shocked because he had never heard it. He was thinking God is impersonal. And for the first time, he realized that God is a person and we can have a relationship with him. We can love him. And he was also reading Bhagavad Gita, and he had three Bhagavad Gitas. And whenever he used to read, he used to compare all these three Bhagavad Gitas and try to understand. Many times he used to get headache only. He was not able to understand. And he had so many confusions, doubts. So he started asking to devotees. And devotees answered so nicely, and they gave Prabhupada Gita to him. And when he started reading Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita, all his doubts got cleared. And he was so happy that what he was searching for, he got it. And then he was leaving Puri. So devotees asked, "Where are you going?" He said, "I'm going to Varanasi because my brother is there. I'm going to meet him." So they said, "Okay, let's go to Calcutta. Calcutta, we have temple. From there you can go to Varanasi." So he came to Calcutta in temple, and devotees, he stayed with devotees. He felt so happy, and devotees inspired him, "You stay here only." And then Prabhupada was coming. So he went to receive Prabhupada at airport. And So when Prabhupada, actually he had many mystical ideas about what spirituality is, what spiritual person should be, what great personality should be, what self-realized person is, you know. And he saw everything in Prabhupada. When Prabhupada first time came at airport, everybody offered obeisances, everybody was doing kirtans, and then Prabhupada was meeting everybody and he was seeing everybody personally, glancing on everybody. And when he looked at Janivas Prabhu felt scared, because Prabhupada looked at him and through him, within him. And he felt that I am just completely naked in front of Prabhupada and whole world is watching at me, and he understood I cannot hide anything from him, and here is a such an exalted self-real person. And immediately in heart of heart he surrendered to him. So, and later on when he came to temple, Prabhupada gave arrival address. And first address, arrival address, Prabhupada was saying, don't try to see God. When Janivas Prabhu heard, this is the first lecture of Prabhupada, don't try to see God. He was saying, last 1 year I am wandering, trying to see God. And I heard this is goal of life, to search God, to see God. But here Swamiji is saying, don't try to see God. And then Prabhupada said, try to act in such a way that God wants to see you. So seeing God is not emphasized, but serving God, loving God is very much emphasized in Krishna consciousness, in Bhakti Yoga. And this is actually a very revealing and great thing. So we see that later on Janivas Prabhu was so pleased, and then he joined full time, and you know, and we see ignorant people, they do not mind birth and death, and in all situations they try to enjoy to the maximum capacity, but end result is that they suffer and they remain entangled in cycle of birth and death. Whereas pure devotees, they do not mind birth and death, and in all situations they try to serve Krishna. They don't mind to undergo cycle of birth and death, but actually by mercy of Krishna they are always liberated. And even if they are in material world, they are actually not in material world. They are always situated with Krishna, and wherever there is Krishna, that is Vrindavan. So they are always in Vrindavan. So we see currently so much of fear is there because of spread of coronavirus. And now materialistic person may also not care much for virus, because now they are getting choked up because they need to earn money and enjoy life. What is use of living life with no money and no enjoyment? So now we see a lot of things are opening up, not because it is safe to open, but because of economic reasons and because of reasons for enjoyment. And similarly, we can see great devotees also may not care for virus. Like recently we saw how Bhaktacharya Maharaj, he was so concerned to give out this mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he just went to distribute the mercy. And we can see preachers also. Yesterday, first September, that is actually English calendar appearance day of Srila Prabhupada. So we had a Smriti festival in which Jayapada Maharaj spoke. And he was so enthusiastic speaking. So we see Jayapada Maharaj, you know, he got a stroke and practically was dead. There was no hope. But still, because he had so much of desire to serve by Krishna's inconceivable arrangement, he started functioning. Then later on he got hepatitis C and there was no medicine. And doctors say he will die by hepatitis C. But later on inconceivably some new medicine came and he got it and he got cured. And later on his liver failed. And then later on his kidney failed. And doctor said now 100% he will die. But you know, still somehow inconceivably got new liver, new kidney, and he's enthusiastically preaching. Then he got cancer. And then he cured cancer also. So we see, he least bothered about his body, least bothered about, you know, birth and death, and whatever situation. Always enthusiastic to serve. Every day preaching. Whether life or death doesn't matter. Even in this condition, every day is giving class. Yesterday when he gave class to us, he said, oh, tomorrow is Bhadra Purnima. What are you doing? How are you distributing Prabhupada Bhagavatam set? So we see the enthusiasm of devotees. This is actually Jivan Mukta, liberated. They don't pray for going to heavenly planets or going become free from birth and death or going to back to Godhead also. They are just praying how to serve Krishna, how to become instrument in the hands of Guru and Krishna, instrument of their love and compassion. So we see, this is what they have inherited from Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was fearless. His name himself was Abhay Charanaravinda. 70 years old person, going to America with no money, no contacts. Now, it's simply unimaginable. Sometimes we may repeatedly hear this and sometimes we may not actually appreciate what a great and inconceivable and glorious act Srila Prabhupada did. Like sometimes every day if you eat gulab jamun, we may not appreciate gulab jamun very much. But if you are hungry and you get gulab jamun, then you know one will appreciate. Similarly, we are receiving so much of mercy. We are flowing with mercy of Krishna, flowing with mercy of Guru and Parampara. And sometimes we don't realize what mercy we are receiving. And sometimes we may take it for granted. So, Dayanapu was sharing that once he went with his 15-16 devotees, they went to Angkor Wat, one of the biggest temples, Vishnu temple outside India. And they had, on the way they stayed at Bangkok and they had booked hotel there. But when they went to the hotel, somehow due to some other thing, their booking got cancelled. And when the booking got cancelled, some of them, the devotees were so disturbed. Are, now what will happen? And he was telling, Dekho, we are 15, 16 of us. We are not alone. Second, we are young people, not old like Prabhupada. We had money, not like Prabhupada, he had no money. And we had contacts of devotees in Bangkok itself. Still, devotees were so disturbed and, you know, agitated. But we see Prabhupada was alone, old man, no money, no support, no contact. He was fearless. So, what Prabhupada did is amazing. Similarly, then he was sharing that first time he went to New York around 1990 or something. And then he wanted to visit ISKCON temple. So his relatives, his uncle and aunt who were staying there, they were telling not to go to that area. Because there are so many hippies and so many druggies, drug addicts. Even in 1990s, what to speak of 1966, where whole area was filled with drug addicts. And they said it's so risky to go there. Anytime they can shoot you, anytime any criminal activity can happen. Drug addicts you can't trust. It's so risky. No sane person will go. So he was sharing that what Prabhupada did when going to hippie land, staying with hippies. It's very, very risky, very, very dangerous thing. But Prabhupada did it without caring for his life and death. He just wanted to give mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and save the world. So, we see Prabhupada never compromised in his life. He was very convinced about the message of Lord Chaitanya and the gift of Lord Chaitanya. And he was very firm. And there are so many obstacles to present Krishna consciousness. He was teaching Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna is asking Arjuna to fight. And when we went to New York, there was so much of agitation against Vietnam War. Everybody was against war. They were saying, no war, we want peace. And Prabhupada was presenting Bhagavad Gita. And first page of Bhagavad itself, there is Arjuna fighting. And there was one person asked, Swamiji, why is God telling Arjuna to fight? Better he should be telling to have peace. We don't want war. Prabhupada said, no. There has to be Dharma Yuddha to establish Dharma. So, we see there was another political leader. He was taking Bhagavad and telling we should be non-violent. But Prabhupada was very upset. Are, why you are concocting a message of Bhagavad Gita? Krishna is saying, Mamanusmar Yudhyacha, fight, but remembering me. So Prabhupada never compromised the message. And there in Hippieland, he was telling, we should follow four related principles, no meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. No, no, all these things practically impossible for them. And one time when he was speaking about this, very influential group of people came and Prabhupada frankly spoke and they left. They were a little upset, Prabhupada was speaking. So some devotees told Prabhupada, why you are speaking all this frankly, you know? Prabhupada said, I have not come here to please Americans. I have come here to give mercy of Lord Chaitanya. They don't know what is good for them, but Lord Chaitanya knows. And I have come there to give mercy of Lord Chaitanya. One time one devotee, new young American devotee, he asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what is the relationship between disciple and guru? So there was Hayagriprabhu. Prabhupada looked at Hayagriprabhu and said, please tell him. So Hayagriprabhu said, the relationship between disciple and guru is of servant and master. Disciple is servant of guru, and whatever guru tells, he does it. And Prabhupada said, yes. And then he little bit added, he said, not servant, menial servant, you know. Disciple is a menial servant of guru. And then he said, and guru is a well-wisher of a disciple. And this, he started telling how Krishna is the supreme well-wisher. Surudam sarvadehinam nyatvamam shanti vichyati. So because Krishna is supreme well-wisher and only Krishna can protect, Krishna can help in this world, nobody else. This is the fact. Only Krishna is the proprietor. But we in illusion think we are proprietor. Only Krishna can protect, but in illusion we think we can protect ourselves or somebody can protect. And only Krishna is our real well-wisher. But we think so many people are our well-wisher. So he said, spiritual master tells the truth about Krishna. Because Krishna is the real well-wisher. Krishna is the real protector. Krishna is the real proprietor. And because spiritual master tells the truth and connects living entity to Krishna, the supreme well-wisher, spiritual master is also well-wisher. Krishna is the best friend. And because spiritual master connects one to Krishna, he is also best friend. And then Prabhupada said, I may be fool number one, but because I am connecting you to Krishna, I am your greatest well-wisher. So Prabhupada was always humble, at the same time very firm and always connecting everything to Krishna and giving the absolute message without any compromise. And therefore we see so much of revolution, spiritual revolution happening every day. Sometimes, especially when we stay in a comfortable association in temple or in a community of devotion, our life is filled with so much joy and happiness. We don't realize the miseries of material world. And many times we become complacent. And you know, many times we take all these blessings and mercy which we are receiving very cheaply. So, if you really want to know what Prabhupada has given us and what spiritual master has given us, you have to come out of our comfort zone. We should try to share what we have received. Then, more we'll realize the blessings what we have received. Especially today is Bhadra Purnima. Sukadeva Goswami explains in Srimad Bhagavatam 12th canto 13th chapter 13th verse that on this Bhadra Purnima, anybody who gives this Bhagavatam set to others, who gives this message of Bhagavatam to others, he becomes qualified to go back home, back to God. So today is a day when we can also try to come out of our comfort zone. Prabhupada did so much. He left Vrindavan, his cherished place of worship, and then he went to America, such a hellish place, just to give out this message of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, if you feel grateful to Prabhupada for what he has given us, we can also do something to please him. So, we see today, all over the world, devotees are distributing Srimad Bhagavatam sets, and there is going to be big yagya also in Ahobilam, Narsimha Yagya. where all those who have distributed Bhagavatam sets or taken place to distribute Bhagavatam sets, and all those who have accepted Bhagavatam sets, there will be yagya performed in their name. I heard that Pune has distributed or taken pledge of distributing 2700 Bhagavatam sets. That's wonderful. And many devotees are working very hard. Sarvalakshan Prabhu, Kailash Chandra Prabhu, you know, Amiya Madhusudan Prabhu, Vijay Gopikesha Prabhu, many more. So this is actually a wonderful way to celebrate the festivals. You see, every festival is unique. Like Pushya Abhishek, people offer devotees of flowers to the deities and celebrate the festival with flowers. Then there is a holy festival, festival with colors. Colors are offered to the deities. Then there is Chidadahi festival, a special recipes made and distributed. Then we have Salil Vihar festival, and then we have boat festival where deities are taken Salil Vihar, water pastimes. And then we have Chandan Yatra festival. The Lord is applied with Chandan and hot during hot summer days. Then we have Ratha Yatra festival. The Lord goes on the streets and distributes mercy. And there's so much profuse distribution of holy names and, you know, prasadam. Then we have Govardhan festival, where there's Mount of Food festival. I remember first time I saw Govardhan festival, I was so amazed. Because in Kunji Bihari temple, there was such a big Govardhan made, mountain of rice. And there are so many beautiful items made. There were ponds of different juices. And then there were laddus, and there were cakes, and there were so many sweets. And most beautiful part of it was that after the festival, everything was distributed. I had never seen in my life so much huge quantity of prasadam and being freely distributed. I said, oh, this temple is so wonderful, so beautiful, no? They're distributing such large quantity of prasad. It's a mountain of food festival. And then we have Nirjala Ekadashi. No food, no water also. So another festival, morning till night, whole night also. Devotees do kirtans and keep on chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then we have Kartik Deepdan festival. Whole month, devotees offer lamps and sing Damodarashtakam and introduce so many new people to Krishna consciousness. And we have Janmashtami festival, where we do Abhishek. We invite people, so many people, to come and do Abhishek for the Lord. Then we have Radhashtami festival, Gaur Punyam festival, Nityan festival, so many festival after festival. And then we have Appearance Day festival, and we have Disappearance Day festival. And recently, and every time when I come, I see newer and newer festivals. Even Krishna consciousness never, always ever increasing, expanding. First time now I saw a few days back, last month or so, you know, I saw a new festival being celebrated in Pune. I had never seen in my life this festival. One day I came and saw whole altar is green and beautiful, you know. I was wondering why Lord is so beautiful decorated and so much, you know, everywhere green. So they said today is a green festival, Hariyali Teas festival, you know. So newer and newer festivals. Prabhupada said, if you want, I can give everyday festival. So many people may also not know about today's festival, that today is Bhadra Purnima festival. So it's a very special festival. On that special occasion, you need to do special, like, you know, in Nirjala Ekadashi, just fasting and chanting, reading, hearing, you know. Or Chidadahi festival, you can enjoy Chida. Chidadahi, or, you know, Deepdan festival, offer Deep, you know. So, like that, today is Bhadra Purnima. Bhadra Purnima means the festival where we distribute Bhagavatams. So we have to, actually, we have to be in the present and live in the present. Whatever the occasion is there, we try to celebrate that occasion very nicely. And then we can experience, oh, Krishna was so beautiful, so wonderful, and so joyful. We see all those devotees, especially those who are busy serving and especially those who are expanding the mission and giving out Krishna consciousness, we see they are very ecstatic. I heard from Radheshampu in couple many lectures in his lectures. He says that I don't want to go back to Godhead. I want to come life after life and do this preaching. Preaching to youths and corporates and congregation. Because actually in Seva there is such great joy that the joy of liberation becomes insignificant. So today's verse is talking about how devotees don't hanker for freedom from cycle of death, birth and death. They hanker for Seva. Similarly, we see Gopal Krishna Maharaj recently, he was diagnosed to be sick and he was saying he's least bothered about his health. And he was just praying, he's requesting all devotees, please chant purely. You chant pure holy names and serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada faithfully. I'll be most happy. And in every situation, ups and downs, they just focus on how to serve Prabhupada, please Prabhupada. No? As I was telling also, Japadav Maharaj. All this situation, always thinking of service. So this is actually the Nitya Mukta stage, where one is liberated. Freedom from actually birth and death, where one is properly situated, fixed up in service. And experiencing that joy of Krishna consciousness. Now, some of us or many of us may not have experience, or sometimes we may think, "Hey, what is being spoken here?" You know. But if you want the experience, we need to experiment, doing service selflessly for pleasure of Guru, for pleasure of Prabhupada, for pleasure of Krishna. And sometimes we may have some uncomfort, discomfort. We may have mental blockages. We may have physical challenges. But somehow or other, if we can come out of the comfort zone and be in the present and do something for the pleasure of Lord, do something for the pleasure of our acharyas, then we can experience special joy. So today is Bhadra Purnima. I am sure many of you must have already distributed Bhagavatam and gifted Bhagavatam. But still, today is a festival, so it's an opportunity to do more. And those who have not done should also try to do something to celebrate the festival. We see festivals are very beautiful and grand and glorious, but only for those who participate in it. I see sometimes Rath Yatra festival, you know, some people are very ecstatic, some people are bored. You know? So, who are people who are most ecstatic in festivals? Those who do some seva in the festival. Oh, somebody has some festival of, you know, distributing prasadam or cooking for prasadam or doing kirtans or, you know, whatever. Some seva, they are busy. They are very ecstatic. And those who have no seva, they just keep on looking here and there. They feel so bored, tired. Sometimes they sleep. They think what to do, how to kill time, you know. And they are very bored and frustrated. Oh, another day. But if one takes advantage of these occasions, and celebrated festivals, which are festivals are there, very enthusiastic. You can see, oh, this festival is so wonderful, and one can experience divine joy. As we see, this transcendental life, spiritual life, Krishna life, we hear from many things from books and Bhagavatam and from great souls, but it may appear like a tasting honey outside the honey bottle. If you really want to taste, we have to actually open the honey bottle and taste it. Similarly, if you want to taste the nectar of Krishna consciousness, we have to participate in the festival. So today is Bhadra Purnima. So I would request everybody that wherever you are, you may be locked down, you may be at home, and in whatever situation you may are, please do something to distribute Bhagavatams. Call to your friends, colleagues, family members, relatives, and request them to take, especially today. And as earlier I was telling, all we need to do seva is just desire. And Krishna will provide everything. Only thing Prabhupada had was desire. And Krishna provided everything to him. Similarly, all we need to do to celebrate this festival is sincere desire. And just Krishna will provide everything, whatever required. So this is our humble request. Be part of this glorious Bhadra Purnima festival and try to do your bit to distribute the Srimad Bhagavatam on this glorious day and get opportunity to get your name listed in people going back home, back to Godhead. However, in today's verse, we see the secret. If one gets absorbed in this service, one gets so much ecstasy that one doesn't even care for going back home, back to Godhead. Whether I'm here or I'm back to Godhead, I'm continuing to do same thing. Chant holy names of Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And serve spiritual masters, serve devotees, and try to please them. So thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.